Wait, are we? Is it recording?
Yes. Well, and like, it'll cut it whenever we like think that it's good.
Okay.
But
okay.
Anyways, okay. So this week on Expertish, it's Rashika, my friend.
Hello.
Did a quick introduction.
Hi. Okay. Well, I'm Rashika. I don't know if I'm qualified to give a good introduction, but I'm a BBA freshman. I'm a huge Ross hole at the University of Michigan. I'm originally from California, so that's
love
a little
it.
Cool tidbit about me. I have my own podcast as well. It's not
do
this.
A little plug.
Yeah. Oh my God. The Money Jar on all platforms. We talk about entrepreneurship and personal finance and career for like teenagers and high schoolers. So that's really cool. If you're a teenager listening to this, check it out.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. And other than that, I love social media. I work in social media for Ross and for the school, which I think is a really cool aspect about what I do here on campus. I've really tried to like explore these fields. So yeah it's pretty cool. Pretty
fun.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, Nova and I are here today as the hosts. These people. We have multiple hosts.
Yay.
So
I know I haven't been on in a while.
Yeah.
In a while.
We could debut again.
Yeah, we
debut. I love how there's more Ross people on this episode than there's ever possibly been.
No,
right?
Definitely.
Than there possibly ever will be.
Is it possible? Yeah, we're never getting another Michigan Ross student after this again. We say this knowing that right outside the room we're recording in is literally a bunch of incoming Ross students. Like, cause it's so basically, if you look, like, we're in the Ross building and it's currently like admitted students day. So right now, all these students are admitted, they're committed, and they're coming here in the fall. So
yeah.
Those are like we're gonna. I'm
and
gonna
just,
like
looking at clubs.
The future.
Oh my God, the future does. Thankfully, it doesn't look bleak. It looks pretty nice. I like the future out there. There's a whole lot of future out there, and I like it.
Yeah.
Oh God, I can't believe that was us a year ago. We were literally in their shoes.
You're a sophomore.
I'm transfer. I'm the transfer student, so I was not in these shoes at all, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. No. I never had a campus day or anything just because I was out of state being COVID. But yeah, I remember I'm like a tour guide, so literally I'm like giving tours to people who are my age. I remember last time I gave tours was like 2 weeks ago, and I have to introduce myself to like the parents and the kids, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a BBA freshman, which means I'm probably as old as all of you are. And they're like, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm 18. And they're like, we're 18. I'm like, that's great. Well, I'm a college student, so I have this leg up on you.
Also, I know more about campus than you will.
Yeah, and I was like, you need to check yourself. And yeah, it definitely sucks. People don't take me seriously because they know I'm so young. But it's okay though.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think that applies in a lot of aspects. I'm in college. Like you're reaching out to people and you're like, hey, I like this like career opportunity. I'm a freshman, or like I want this like meeting with you or whatever. And it seems like it's mostly just like based in like grad students and based in people who are like older. And it's
I think as like a business student too, I feel it a lot more. I mean, you'd be surprised. Like, I hate to get all technical, but I mean, like, so a lot of careers in business have recruiting, which means there's like a bunch of interviews that you have to go through in order to even get hired. And these recruiting timelines start the year before. So I literally have friends right now who want to go into like finance and investment banking, who are literally applying to internships right now for next summer.
Yeah,
that's insane.
And like, so as a sophomore, I'll be doing my junior year next year, and I want to do marketing. So my recruiting timeline, like I have to start networking like now.
I'm like already late. I'm already behind.
Yeah.
And it's my first year.
You just got here.
And it sucks because a lot of places won't even hire you because what relevant coursework have you taken besides Intro to Business and BCom 250, which are great classes.
Yeah.
I'm not hating on those classes, but they're not relevant coursework that I can be like, oh, I know how to do this, which sucks.
And that is one thing about like, I guess, kind of the setup of Ross is that like they admit students as freshmen, and then they have transfer students that come in as sophomores.
Yeah, and it wasn't
you get more out of like Ross when you transfer in as a sophomore probably because
Ross
you're still taking the same classes. As
Ross actually used to be like a 3-year program up until like a couple of years ago where they made it the 4 years because they realized they're like, oh, like if we do a 3-year program, like, kids aren't going to want to come, blah, blah, blah. They're going to be behind. So they kind of use the first year to be like, this is what's expected of you in the business world. This is how hiring goes.
But it's
this is
still
how
not, like, it's yeah. still not that I feel like every because, like, I'm taking all of the freshman courses as a mm-hmm. sophomore, along with, like, all the business coursework that we have to take as sophomores.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. See, like, so I feel like it's a double-edged sword, you know? There's, like, I think every raw student has, like, a different perspective on it. But it's interesting to see. I mean, I have no complaints as of right now. But, I mean, like, I feel like that might change. So we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, times, yeah.
Times change. I don't know. So I'm in this thing called, like, Marketing Fan. And it's, like, a 4-week program where you kind of talk about, like, the recruitment timeline of marketing and, like, all that, and you get to meet other people that are going to be recruiting for marketing. Mm-hmm. And they really, like, emphasize that, like, it's not, like, a competition between, like, raw students, like, or at least we shouldn't be viewing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we already have so much competition, like, outside of Ross,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
that, like, we shouldn't be competing with each other. We should be trying to, like, help each other and, like, congratulating yeah. each other on our accomplishments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, like, Ross kind of, like, perpetuates this, like, unneeded competition,
no,
like, even
100%.
In, like, club recruiting, like,
oh my god, don't even get me started.
It's so stupid.
I'm like, how much traumatic.
I'm yik-yak, like, a few months ago when, like, that kind of thing started, and yeah. people would just be like, oh, I turned for this club, but no, it would
yeah, it's really, it's so dumb. It's
yeah.
just, like, trying it's to perpetuate
yeah,
this,
yeah,
like,
but, like, the Ross motto is, like, be kind to everyone,
but
and then in parentheses it says, because you don't know where they're going to end up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
like, I don't know. It feels like a lot of people here come with, like, an ulterior...
No, it's very transactional.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, a lot of the relationships you make are very transactional.
Like, even in the clubs, I feel like, especially the business frats, which, I mean, I really want to apply to business frats, but then some of them are just out here being like, oh, yeah, we offer this, but what do you offer us? Like, why do we want you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like...
That's tough.
I feel like having to answer that question at such an early point, at an early stage in your career,
yeah.
it's, like, really hard.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's
especially
also, like,
in
you
business.
Can't really, like, judge where somebody's going to end up.
Exactly.
Like, their freshman, sophomore year of, like, college.
Yeah.
Because, like...
And, like, I mean, I think
yeah.
for any other major, if I told my parents that, like, right now I'm not sure kind of, like, what career path I wanted to go in,
yeah.
or my aunts and uncles, they'd be like, okay, yeah, you have a couple years to kind of figure that out before you need to really, like,
yeah.
secure something.
Yeah.
Or think about grad school, or think about a job.
Yeah.
But in Ross, it seems
like
it's continuous.
You
thing.
Hit
yeah.
the ground running, all right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you keep running until you have a reason to stop. And that
yeah.
reason to stop is having an offer good set to go by the time you graduate.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Because Ross loves, I mean, I actually kind of love this about Ross. Almost, like, I think it was like 99% of
yeah,
graduating
like 90,
seniors
yeah,
have like a job offer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Within like 3 months of graduating.
Within 3 months of graduating. Some people have it like months before.
And like,
yeah.
Yeah, pretty much like everybody is like happy with what they get.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
it's a huge benefit of going to Ross.
Yeah.
It's like,
mm-hmm.
I could go anywhere I wanted
yeah.
if I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
I have like connections to a lot of places.
Yeah.
I mean, and you can also like have the. It's a good school, so, like, the experience
yeah.
and
yeah.
education 100%. You get here prepares you for that kind of a
yeah.
career anyways.
I think people hate on us so much because they're like, no, all you do is just, like, learn how to speak and learn how to do this and blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. Everyone is good at it. That's why
yeah.
we have the Ross curve. That's why it's absolutely brutal out here because we not only do we have to be the leaders and best, is we actually have to continuously be the best. We get burned out so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
the amount of stuff we have to do outside of classes.
Yeah, people think it's like exactly like LSA classes
it's,
where like if you get over a 91%, like you have an A.
Yeah.
It's not
it's
like that
not
at all.
That.
Like last semester I got a like 94, 95 in my BA 200 class. I still didn't get an A.
Great.
So, and, like, in what world is, like, a 95 not an A? Because,
yeah.
like, it's
yeah,
supposed
yeah.
to be measuring how, like, comprehensive you are in that subject.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily how you stack up against your peers, which
mm-hmm.
is something I'm not a fan of. But I do have to say, it saves your ass sometimes. Like, I had to take TO, which is, like, a stats class,
oh,
and
God.
I did not like stats at all. And it saved me a little bit. Because
okay.
then, at least,
yeah.
like, I can't get under a B.
Okay.
I
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Which is obviously very nice.
Yeah.
But then
it's
I guess
like
it's just a very like give
yeah.
and take like
do
thing.
like do companies look at like your GPA or do
if
business
you
schools?
If you put it on your thing, then
and
they
you
look at
you have
it.
To
yeah.
for Ross. Like when you have to send it in for like resume reviews
mm-hmm.
to CDO
mm-hmm.
and they want your GPA on there. Interesting. But then again, they're also kind of, like, advocating that, like, most likely if you're choosing to go into a certain subject, you're good at it. So there's no reason to put your GPA on there.
Yeah.
Because you can prove that you're good at, like, finance, marketing.
Or naturally, you're going to go into something that, like, you like and that you're good at.
Yeah.
And I think that's the cool thing about Ross, because we don't have majors. No one has to you don't have to major in finance, and you don't have to major in accounting or marketing. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, we all get, like, the same, like, core education, but we get to, like, really play around with our electives and, like, that's really, like, tailor our education to what we actually are interested in.
Yeah.
Which I GPA really thing, like.
I think people need to understand that we work just as hard.
Yeah.
Because we have pre-work, we have in-class work, we have group work, we have post-work.
Group work sucks, oh my God. By the way.
Group work does suck. You think group work sucks in normal classes?
Yeah.
Group work in business classes sucks even more.
I know you had, like, a moment with a person, like, in your marketing group who, like, made a weird slide, and you're like, I can't even understand what he's saying here.
Yeah.
And that's literally your major. Your major is to make things look good. Yeah. You can't make it look good? Bro, come on.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is that I think he is, like, one of those, like, probably finance or consulting majors. So, like, I don't think his, like, his interest was in, like, marketing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he was really, like, even considering, like,
How that looked
compared to all the other slides. Yeah. But, like, I just, like, politely, like, asked him. I was like, hey, like, just to, like, make sure that I'm understanding this right, like, you're trying to do this. And then I went in and, like, kind of recreated. I recreated a new slide, and then I showed him the next time we met, and I was like, I just think that this shows it better because, like, this leads into this. And he was like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny is I've had to have the same discussion, and I've, like, ranted about this to my friends, but you know what? They're like, Rashika, it's just slides. You don't know how much these slides are to our grade.
Oh, yeah.
They literally teach you the exact formula to do, and if you even decide to, like, be your own thing and do a little bit differently, points off immediately, and you can't afford
that. Yeah, and same with, like, resumes.
Yeah.
Like, they, it's called the Ross resume, and, like, they have it, like, standardized so that, like...
And I, like,
we insert it into, like, our impact profile, and then it generates a resume in, like, the Ross style that, like,
it has
companies
the, the
really
formatting and everything, which I think is kind of nice.
It's super nice. Don't have to
I have to go in and put it in.
Then it's, like, a lot of people in the creative fields, like, they get to, like, play around with a resume and make it look very, like, pretty.
Yeah.
And that's something that I would really like to look into as somebody, like, who likes marketing. I would like to showcase my creative, like, mindset on my resume.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the Ross formatting, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Which honestly is also there's pluses and minuses to that. You know, ATS software, making sure that we all read through.
Yeah.
But it sucks because business school, people always see business school as, like, really technical and mathy. So I feel like if you want to go into marketing, a lot of the things it's not cookie cutter for us.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I literally had an appointment the other day. Oh my God, I sound like such a business major. I had an appointment the other day with the CDO so I could review my resume for some internships I'm applying to this summer. Like, literally, that's how the timeline is. It's literally, like, April, and I'm still applying to internships because marketing internships want you to have years of experience. And I'm literally a freshman, so I've applied to maybe 20 already, and I keep getting rejected because of my age. It's my age. And I can't, I can't not put down that I'm going to grad, like, they want you to see, like, oh, when did you start business school? When are you ending business school? I can't lie on my resume about that, to lie about my age. But, like, I remember I met up with one of five people of the CDO's probably, like, 100 plus peer mentors who are doing marketing. And I'm just like, how the heck do I quantify my marketing experience? Because all I did was design this or design that or make this or build this plan. And she was like, yeah, it sucks because numbers are what they teach you. Like, they teach you to use numbers in your resume. But in
but
a career
it's
that doesn't
really
have
hard.
Numbers, how do you do that?
Yeah.
It's a lot. So much trial and error.
And next year, when you're a sophomore, you'll probably be getting emails about Marketing Fan, which is, like...
I already do. I already signed up for it. It sucks.
For sure, like, get into that, because
I was
they,
gonna
like,
apply.
Go through everything in terms of, like, interviewing and, like, resume
sophomore.
Stuff.
Yay.
But also, I went to this, like, marketing club truck yesterday, mm-hmm. and we met with people from PepsiCo that are alums of Ross.
Yeah.
And almost all of them said that they didn't have an internship after their freshman year.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Mm-hmm. And it sucks.
It's not the end of the world if you don't have an internship after your freshman year.
It feels like everyone around you is.
Yes. No, it feels like everyone around
it's
you
It's not
is.
Even that. Like, think, I mean, from my perspective as well, it's like... I'm not saying my experience is worse, but I have, like, a different side of it because I'm from the Bay Area, mm-hmm. Silicon Valley. All my friends literally are CS majors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone has an internship this summer. They're all coding away this summer. They're going to make so much money. And, like, my older sister, she had an internship her first year. Like, her first year. Like, freshman year, she was already interning. You know, she's a CS major. She has a great job now. We love her. She works at Microsoft. She's making bank. And I love that for her. But I think people have to recognize that the trajectory for, like, a marketing career or, like, a career in business.
It's so different than a lot of other careers in business. Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to keep track.
And also, like, a lot of people at Ross, like, they lean more into finance or consulting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And marketing is just kind of, like, the really, like, odd
Everyone
person
makes fun of it.
All out.
Yeah. Like, all and we already like, get so much for being business majors, and now you're even, now you're alienating the marketing people? Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so bad.
Well, like, to be fair, like...
We deserve it.
I don't know. No, I just don't, like... I really don't like finance people.
Like, I think they're hit or miss. I have some really great finance people. And mm-hmm. you know what? I mean, like, I have people reaching out to me on social media being like, oh, my God, like, can you tell me about your experience as Ross?
Yeah,
like,
no,
have you experienced racism? Have you experienced sexism? Mm-hmm. And I'm just like... Not yet. Like, but you're saying not yet. That's the thing.
Is there a person, like, an incoming freshman? Or, like,
incoming freshman or, like, prospective freshman.
Yeah.
Someone who's interested. Yeah. And I'm literally, like...
That's so intense.
And I don't know. I would say that Ross does, like, a pretty good job at, like, trying to prevent those things. For example, I think all of the groups that I've worked in, like, mm-hmm. they've been either, like... equally, like, male and female, or, like, they have, a female majority.
Really?
And I think that there is a rule that, like, there has to be, like, two females in a group.
Okay, like, a group of, like, maybe, like, five
yeah.
or so? Okay.
Yeah. So, like, if there's a group of five, mm-hmm. at least two of them have to be girls.
Yeah.
Just so that, like, the conversation's not dominated by men.
Yeah. Ironically, you say that, and what in my Biz Cafe group, I was one. I was the only girl. Oh. Two guys. Which, honestly, I was a little bit afraid about. I mean, I had to go and work with two white passing men for a whole semester, and I was genuinely a little afraid, because, I mean, the Bay Area is a bubble of Asian people.
Yeah.
Right? And let me say, Asian boys have their faults, too, but, you know, at the end of the day, they are Asian. They get it. So I'm like, oh, no. Two white men. Actually, one of them is not white. One of them is Hispanic. But, you know, white passing. But, you know, I think it's, like, I was honestly surprised, like, genuinely surprised to see how nice some people are. But I don't know. I have a feeling that people might change, especially at Ross. I feel like, I mean, college changes people. But I feel like when you're in a really cutthroat field where everything is done either for your resume or for career development or to just... keep track or get ahead, I feel like after a while people start, you know, compromising everyone else's feelings for the sake of their own personal benefit, which I'm not saying is selfish. It's kind of what we're all taught to do. We're taught to, like, you know, focus on ourselves and focus on our own growth, but I don't know, sometimes it really does come at a cost, and it hurts me to see that, because I personally don't ever want to be that person, but like that, and I think other people don't want to be either, but they have no control over what happens. So, like, it's kind of scary
especially,
to see.
Because, like I was saying, like, Ross really just perpetuates this, like, sense of competition between everybody that doesn't really need to be there.
Yeah.
Like, because you're going to Ross, like, companies want you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's
totally.
That it's that brand name. Like, we are literally, like, stamped with approval. And, like, this is a good student. Take them. Like, go for it.
Yeah.
Ross. And, like, you'd hear, like, I feel like I've heard this at least 100 times my first semester. But, like... literally, professors will be like, there is a reason why companies keep coming back to Ross graduates. They like Ross graduates, you know? We teach you guys good values.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do you, though? Or are we just forced to be these types of people?
Yeah.
And, like,
and
whatnot.
Yeah, and they say that, like, that they care a lot about, like, social impact in business.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I would say that they do teach that in classes.
Yeah.
But
the practice
in terms of like the internships that people get, like nobody's going after like social impact internships.
Mm-hmm. And no one's out here being like, I'm gonna clean up the world. No, those are the poli sci kids who are now here getting here who are trying to get Ross minors.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like environment, like Ella is.
Ella's like, doing like the Ross minor here. Hopefully, she applied to it.
Yeah, she applied.
But yeah, I mean that's totally different than actually being in the school. I have a friend actually in my like a different class that I have, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how like in business, a lot of like the deals that are made like when you're actually in the field later are like made at like strip clubs and bars and these like weird places. And I was like,
business is done everywhere.
Yeah, and I was it kind of like I mean like from movies and stuff like you see that kind of thing happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I didn't think that it was like. That kind of a world, and I guess
it's still a man. It's still a male-dominated world. It's still a man's world.
Yeah,
and it sucks because as a woman, it's like, where do I draw the line? You know, like where do I still keep my femininity, but I also like go out and try to adapt. I mean, I think a great example would be a couple weeks ago there was like the Michigan Fashion Media Summit.
Yeah,
and I think a solid percentage, a majority of the people who attended were women. Mm-hmm. And when I told some of my friends about it, I'm like, oh, it's open to everyone. You can go. There's free stuff, blah, blah, blah. A couple of them were like, no, that's for, like, girls interested in business. And I was like, no, that's not how it is. So, and I'm like, and yeah, it's like, so yeah, I do care if my hair looks a specific way. I want to look nice. But, like, is me caring about it going to make me a little different than other people? Is me wearing heels and a pantsuit?
Lower your, like, standard in a business?
Like, because you own, like, a pink blazer.
Yeah. I love that thing.
We're taught in, like, business communication that we have to wear, like, black, neutral. Neutral colors. And we can't, like, wear these, like, really, like, bold colors. And, like, that kind of sucks for me because, like you said, like, I really
you're
care
in the marketing
about how I present
field
myself.
Too.
And it's, like, it's the creativity aspect and wanting to express yourself.
Yeah.
And, like,
and I would say that that is an area in marketing that, like, I don't anticipate that there will be any issues with, like, wanting to wear whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, if I went into finance or consulting, would be, like, way more strict.
Black, blue, gray, white. Those are our colors. Thank God that's one of our school colors. Ooh. They did that on purpose. Navy blue, baby. But, I mean, it's definitely a lot. And, I mean, like, as an individual, I consider myself, like, I mean, like, I was, like, the youngest of two daughters. Mm-hmm. So, like, if anything, I was raised in a way for my dad to be like, you never have to ask a guy for anything, which I'm really grateful for. But also, like, I feel like it's made me a little bit more, like, you know, like, tomboyish or, like, you know, I have, like, a very vulgar sense of humor, you know? I make a lot of, can I say bad words on this
podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, market as explicit.
Yeah, oh, my God. Totally. No, 100%. I mean, like, I make a lot of dick jokes. I make a lot of, like, weird stuff, like sexual innuendos. Like, that's just part of my humor. I just make a lot, like, it's not dark humor.
I do, too.
Exactly.
And, like, then I make a lot of dirty stuff. Did that just make them uncomfortable? But, like, I didn't mean it.
Like, I didn't mean it that way, and they don't expect it from me. Like, I made some jokes in front of my, like, male friends, and they're like, whoa. And I was like, they're like, how do you know what that word means? And I was like, how do you know what that word means? The same way I know.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, it's hard to strike that balance because no matter what you say or do, you're still a woman. Mm-hmm. You're still a woman in business.
And, like, you're expected, like,
you can't be ruining it for everyone
else, too. The expectations
too.
Are very different for, like, what your experiences have been, whereas, like, men are expected to have experienced, like, other things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's like, at the end of the day, I mean, it's also, like, I feel like as women, we can't be the whole, like, every person for themselves. It's all of us or none of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, because men don't have to do that, men can just do stuff for themselves. They don't have to worry about their whole gender. It's easier for them. But for women, it's like, okay, like, where do I give and take? Where do I, like, compromise? Because if I compromise in this situation, I'm setting a precedent that if other women came in my position, they'd expect the same thing. So it's like this internal struggle, like, okay, am I acting this way for myself or do I have to, like, overcome this so I can be a good representative for all women? It's like,
but then that's like a huge burden. It's like you don't want to necessarily have to be,
and you don't want to have to think about it. You just want to go in, do your job, do it well, get results, and go out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not have to deal with
It's a lot. It's mentally draining. It's emotionally, like physically, like it's a lot in lots of things. And I feel like we all try really hard to be good people, and I'm really thankful to say that a lot of people are. Mm-hmm. I have met more good people at Ross than I have met bad people.
Yeah.
But there's going to be bad people no matter where you are. Like, no matter what major, in any field you are. And especially as a woman, that's going to be 10 times worse. But I feel like, I know a big thing is just, especially in business, it's like trying and failing and trying again and failing again.
And I don't know, that's something that I really like about business compared to maybe more like mathematics or science majors. Is that like...
It's okay to fail.
There's no like... failing, really. It's just like you have choices and then the consequences that come with those choices and like how can you identify those consequences and how you will mitigate them
if anything. Business school teaches you how to make less mistakes. That's it. I mean, what's it called, there's a reason we have discussions about business ethics or how to run, like, I mean, we have a simulation, the simulation we have to do in BA100, and I'm guessing probably if you transfer in you have to do it as well. It's called Biz Cafe. We basically run a fake cafe online. It's like a simulation program. It's pretty cool, but sometimes every week you'll be tasked with like a decision, like, hey, there's like someone who's coming into the coffee shop asking about the hours that employee A is working. What do you do? Like, how do you address this? And, you know, like, they give you a couple options. And we make these decisions, and we come to class, and we discuss those decisions, and we're like, which one was the right thing to do? And I feel like knowing what was the right thing to do in that situation allows us to go out in the world and not make that mistake. It doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes, but if anything, business school teaches you to make less, which I actually really like, you know, because I think the stakes are so high sometimes, and you know that going into the school... that you kind of have to be like, okay, how do I make sure I don't screw up 10 years down the lane? I pay attention now.
Yeah.
So that's how it goes.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And I would say like this semester specifically, I had to do a lot of like in strategy, I had to consult for an actual company. And you'll probably be getting that when you do strategy next year. And then marketing, we had to like come up with recommendations for stuff. And they've actually been like just super insightful to like interviews, especially. When I'm interviewing with like potential internships, is like I'm able to talk about those experiences and like what that taught me and like what I was able to contribute. It's just something that's like super great, especially like we said, like in marketing, it's hard to quantify it, but when you're actually able to like
explain
talk about it,
it's
like so much nicer and
just kind of
really
impactful.
I feel like a lot of things in business are just butting heads because on one side it's like quantifying this and establishing your scope and the impact of what you did, but on the other hand, it's like trying to be concise and try to explain what it is that you've accomplished through words. And I feel like it's so hard to strike that balance. Some of us go years without ever trying to, like, ever figuring that out. And I think...
And it's hard to, like... Even if you do, like, implement something that you'll see, like, quantitative results, it's really hard to, like, let that time, like, pass so that you can actually, like, conclude what the results were and put that on your resume in time for,
it's
like, recruiting.
But you know what sucks, though? It's, like... Despite all of this, I would not be doing anything else. I don't think I'd ever would. I know everyone's always like, oh, like, I want to drop out. And everyone's like, but it's business school. It's easy. No, it's literally, like, emotionally, like, it's like...
Yeah, and it's like...
It's so much.
It's so hard to get paid for a reason.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't sit in my dorm room and, like, code away or, you know, type away or whatever. Like, I have to be in class.
It's very, like... We were kind of talking about this, like, I don't know if we actually ended up talking about it on the podcast, but I think I've talked about it with Ella a few times, is, like, in business, you always have to be on. Anytime, like, you're in, like, this building or, like, you're talking to people, you have to be, like, on and, like, very, like, agreeable and, like, just really, like, know your shit. Like, and that kind of just sucks for me because I'm a very, like... I'm naturally, like, really introverted. And I don't necessarily want to be on all the time. Social interaction really drains me. And, like, I have to go take a nap after.
You know what's funny, though, is, like, I'm an extroverted person. I've been an extroverted person my entire life. But I have never felt more drained than I have, like, here.
Is I'm it like, just like having to talk all the time.
Having to talk interact? All the time, having to interact, and also it's like everyone here is really careful about what they say.
Yeah, as because well. They're sizing you up as
they're sizing
talk to you
up. They're judging you. They're like, is this person like worthy to have in my life? Like, yeah, is it worth making yeah. this connection? Which I think is so stupid.
Yeah.
And then like there's hierarchy of people in specific clubs and specific orgs, which we will dive into in a little bit. But I mean, like, literally, I thought I was used to like just, you know, being very enthusiastic and being very on. But then people are like, how? And people start thinking that you're really fake.
Yeah,
and that itself is draining. And I get back to my dorm room and I'm just done. Like, I've already done maybe twice as much work. I've not only had to pay attention, but I've had to respond. Right? Yeah, and that's totally. That's so much more work. And I
in
go
my classes, I mean, yeah. I feel like whenever I go to the one in person, even like
mm-hmm.
it, like in lectures or whatever, even like our small group classes, like for discussions, you don't have to talk.
Yeah.
Like you can just really just sit in the back, take notes, go back to your dorm room.
Yeah.
Apply those notes and apply those things to assignments and tests and
yeah.
projects.
You can do that.
But it's not, like, I never really have to make those connections with groups.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never really had that much group work to begin with.
Oh,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And
there's
like,
literally classes
next,
here
yeah.
designed about group work. I think
no,
I've heard
strategy,
rumors.
Strategy
yeah.
is, like, pretty much essentially all group work.
Yeah. And I've heard rumors about, like, BA 200 is you're literally
BA
groups.
Is groups, yeah.
Yeah, you're literally, but here's, like, I think I've heard
it's,
that.
It's an online system, and you kind of, like, rat out your, like, group members.
Yeah.
What? Oh my God.
What? Really?
Not necessarily rat out, but, like, they ask you if there's been any issues, and, like, you
oh
get,
God.
Like, space to just, like, address Rich. That.
Damn.
And
it
is nice.
And they pair you up with people that they think you're not going to get along with. Because we take
oh.
so many personality quizzes, and it's like, loaded
that's
into your impact profile. So, apparently,
what?
They literally...
That's the thing is that I got paired with people that, like, we got along really well.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes it backfires, I guess. But I
yeah.
feel like
yeah,
they
no,
really
they,
try to put
yeah.
you with people with different leadership values and different strengths.
Sometimes,
yeah. And, like, by design, if you put, like, with, like, oil, it's like oil and water. Sometimes it's not going to mix, but sometimes it'll emulsify and get a really cool reaction.
Yeah.
You get a salad dressing.
And yeah, no. It is. Yeah.
A vinaigrette.
Like, I will say, like, that
I
was,
science.
Like, a huge benefit is that, like, I was put with some people that, like, I didn't really understand how they were working or, like, why they were doing that, especially, like, procrastinating. Procrastination was very present in my group,
yeah.
But we were still able to make, like,
yeah.
really good results.
And
like, on our first project, like, our teacher emailed us and was like, first of all, we were the only all-female group in that class.
Oh, I love that.
And he
cool.
emailed us, and he was like, you guys killed it. And, like,
I wonder
we want to, like, redact your names from the assignment and put this out as, like, an example of, like, a good, like,
yeah, good
assignment.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
and we got 100 on it, and it was so...
Like,
yeah, exciting.
Names say, like,
we were just, like,
women.
Losing
yeah.
our shit
just, like,
in our group chat. We were like, oh, my gosh, guys, this is amazing.
Yeah. yeah.
And we ended up
that's
making,
so cool.
like, really great, like, stuff after that.
Yeah.
And
totally.
It was so nice.
See, like, see, this is great, because that feeling is truly addicting.
Yeah.
Like,
that
academic
that
validation.
Feeling, yeah, that academic
totally.
Validation.
Yeah,
like,
and
yeah.
It's
different.
It's just, it hits different in the business world specifically. I mean, part of the reason I went into business is because when I started my companies in high school, when we were, like, failing, I think my first company, we decided to go, like, the B2C route, which meant we were selling directly to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
It failed. We did not expect people to not want to buy our product. It just felt crazy to them. But we pivoted, and we started being like, hey, instead of selling to consumers, let's just sell to large businesses
yeah.
as, like, merch orders. And
yeah.
when we got our first order for, like, wait, like, 15,000 units, like, my jaw dropped.
Wow.
And that feeling, like, forget about the numbers on the invoice. Like, the feeling that someone out there wanted our product
yeah.
and was actually willing to pay for it, like, even if it was a dollar,
yeah.
I would have been like, holy crap, that's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. So they actually want to get it.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about your businesses in high school then? I mean, we have about 10 minutes left.
Yeah,
I want to get into it really quick.
Oh, yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, if you want to know more about it, check out my podcast. I do mention, like, my business experiences a lot more because it is a business podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I started two companies in high school. Both of them were centered around CPG, which is a consumer packaged good. So I wasn't selling tech. I wasn't selling a service. I was selling a product meant to address a problem. And both of them were centered around sustainability. My goal as an entrepreneur in high school was to offer a solution to a lot of pollutant and, like, environmentally destructive habits that people were having, and they're the most mundane products you could ever think of. My first company, it's called Hydrope. It's liquidated. Both my companies no longer exist. But Hydrope was a paracord water bottle handle. We literally just sold the handle for you to put on a water bottle. We sold, not even the water bottle, we sold handles.
Yeah.
And you know what? We did pretty good. And then our second one, we basically made a reusable zipper bag for food storage. It's kind of like Stasher, but we decided to have more reasonable profit margins instead of crazy upcharging what it was. And then we centered it around, it was entirely e-commerce, so we allowed for accessibility. And if anything, these businesses not only got me interested in business, but they also taught me about some issues in business. For example, sustainability. Next is accessibility. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, I think, capitalism makes the world go around, but sometimes it's absolutely terrible to see how crazy upcharged some of these products are. Because if we're trying to make a difference, why are we making it so expensive?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when I was making Reusy, which was basically, like another Stasher. Like, you know, Stasher bags, you've probably seen them at Target.
Yeah.
You know, those are expensive.
Totally.
They're so expensive.
For people, I think it's, a cycle, really, if you already had that higher income thing, you have more access to those things that cost more and that allow, I guess, your environment around you to also be more clean, more friendly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not have so much pollutants and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just a massive cycle that's going around.
Yeah. No, it's funny, though, those bags are probably, I think a pack of six is, $100. They're probably making those things for, 10 cents. Because you know how I know? Because we made those bags.
Yeah.
And it was literally a couple dollars because we weren't because the more you order of a specific unit from a manufacturer, you get to lower your cost per unit, which is really great. It allows you to make a lot more revenue, a lot more profit. Business terms. And because we never ordered more than 8,000, 9,000 units at once, that we had our per unit was about maybe $1.25 and we sold them at $9 or $10.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to charge minimal shipping. We offered more packs so people could buy more and pay less in shipping. And at the end of the day, they would still get a really great benefit because they're not spending that much money.
Yeah.
And it sucked because we were still making money. We were still making a lot of money. Obviously, if we were to scale a company, things may change, costs may decrease, and prices may increase. But I've never ever once seen companies like Stasher or these other reusable bag companies be changing their prices. It's always been crazy, crazy high.
And thing with Stasher, another thing is that they are an established brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably have new designs coming out a lot or new colors.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they can market that to consumers and being you don't want the old
ones.
Yeah. You want the new ones with prettier designs.
And it starts this whole cycle.
And it's so
it's
harmful to the consumer.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I really love about marketing is that we're kind of the voice for the consumer.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's causing just less harm.
Mm-hmm.
Than if there wasn't a voice for the consumer.
Yeah. But starting these companies was truly eye-opening. Ultimately, I feel like they were probably the reason I got into this school. I mean, I'm gonna be honest, my GPA was lacking, especially in the Bay Area. You know, I'm saying I was still good. You know, I never got lower than a B minus. You know, I got good grades, but in the Bay Area, a B minus is bad. B is bad.
Kind of same. As a transfer student, my experience is very different.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't do well in high school. I can say that. I wouldn't have gotten into Michigan. I definitely would not have gotten into Ross if I had applied in high school. Mm-hmm. But being able to go to community college and restart was such a refreshing thing.
I wish
I
had
able
that.
To really apply myself and get a GPA that I was definitely proud of, and I still didn't think that I was gonna get in, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that my essays really showed that I wanted to go to Ross.
Hey.
Yeah.
And
this is huge.
I had leadership experience that I thought was really valuable. So
that's always
a big plus. Honestly, I feel like everyone here has their own story about getting into Ross and why they chose here. Because I mean, it's still business school. But there's a lot of other business schools out there.
Yeah, that are really great.
That are great. Mm-hmm. And some of them are maybe even, quote-unquote, better. But I think at the end of the day, we all chose Michigan for specific reasons, and we all got in because of specific reasons. And for me, it was my companies. And probably, I did a lot of volunteering as well. Crazy. Yeah. I was basically a baby philanthropist. It was great. Did a lot of stuff. Yeah, I was out here building houses and shit. It was great.
getting it done.
Yeah, but honestly, I think it's so interesting to hear people talk about their journey here.
Yeah.
Because we all did so many different things, and then we get here, and we're literally competing with the best of the best. Yeah. And then that's where this whole competition stems from. It's just, it's so weird considering, like, oh, wow, like, you, like, wow, you, like, did, you, like, you ran a nonprofit in high school? That's amazing. What are you going to do? Consulting. Oh, great. That's so great. I'm so happy for you. And it's so funny because, like, I think at the end of the day, like, people, like, you get in and sometimes people will lose this battle between who they were when they first started.
Yeah.
And I think business
their values goes, and then, like, what's being in this environment kind of, like, stirred in them. Because, you, like, you really feel the need to, like, live up to, like, the expectations of others here. And it really sucks.
Yeah.
Because, like, kind of like what you were saying, like, it's,
some,
like,
people can't handle it.
Yeah, and even, like, as a transfer student, like, I tell people that I'm a transfer student, and as much as, like, I want to say that there's, like, a difference between, like, or, like, that there's not a difference between people that are admitted first year and as transfers.
Yeah.
There's still this, like, huge bias against transfer students, and especially community college students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where, like, we're just not seen as, like, good enough or valid enough.
Yeah. Because you get into those ones, and it's like, oh, well, everyone can do that. Oh, everyone can sign up for a class at community college.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, the way that you apply it and, you know, what you make of it really is
And then, like, even with, like, the amount of, like, transfer students, like, external transfer students that come to Ross, there's only 25 of us a year. It's I have not met another external transfer student, and it's so hard to, like, be able to find people that I can, like, that can understand my experience in that way.
Totally.
Yeah, Ross keeps a pretty tight ship, you know. I think we have some of the smallest class sizes in the whole school.
Yeah, but we're, like, judged so greatly
compared
to everybody else.
It sucks. We're getting judged from outside, and if you think, and you'd think, cause stepping into the Ross building with other students, you'd feel a little bit more safe, a little bit more protected. It's not usually that case. And firstly, you get a lot more judgment and hate from people in your classes than you do from people outside. I know, it's this weird balance you have to strike with everything, but I feel like at the end of the day, the people who make it out, ooh, the windows are open. The people who make it out, like, still true to themselves, will go on to do amazing things, and the people that don't, they still do amazing things, but it kind of feels like their heart isn't really in it.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot.
Yeah, so that's kind of a wrap up on the business stuff.
Yeah.
At the end of every podcast, we do, like, an I Heart section,
ooh,
which is kind of like our favorites of the week. So, a little bit of a, I don't know, like, a pop culture thing that you like, a show that you like,
something going on in your life that you're
really a great moment about. Or like a favorite food you had this week. It can be really anything.
So anything you want,
anything at all.
Would you
you go first?
You start?
Yeah, you can go first. Yeah.
Okay, my I heart for the week is that I got an internship that I'm really excited about.
Yay!
Relevant to the
podcast. Yeah, yes, so 100%. I'll be, like, working in Ann Arbor. It's a program within Ross. I work in the Impact Studio.
Ooh.
And I'll be working with small Detroit businesses to help with their brand identity, which I'm super stoked about.
That's absolutely amazing. She's like, you're doing good stuff.
Yes,
I love it. I love it. Okay.
Amazing.
All right. You want to go next?
Yeah. I guess my I heart this week, well, I got back from Florida and I'm feeling a bit, like, refreshed. Okay. It's nice. Got some sun. A little bit behind on homework. That's what today's afternoon is for. But yeah, I just got to be with family and see them, and so that was really nice. It's not like they're too far away that I can't see them that often, but it was nice to just, like, hang with them for the week and see my dog, too. So,
Oh, that's great.
Yay.
Okay. I guess my I heart for the week was I got a lot of sleep this week. I definitely slept in because of it, but I feel a lot more well-rested. Mm-hmm. My mental health hasn't been great for a couple months now, to be honest, and I think I feel like this week was still bad, but it's been better. And I don't know why, I feel like I'm turning up like a new page this weekend, and I'm gonna get back on the horse. I'm gonna finish up everything. I'm also a bit behind on some work, but I don't know, I have a good feeling for the first time in a long time, which it's really nice to say. So
Even small wins are great wins.
Any win is a win. So
any win.
I also think that, like, just like being on someone like the entire school year,
it's like so insane to think about.
So nice to think about.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Like, we're almost there.
I'm gonna be like moving out, I think, next weekend or the weekend after.
Oh, crazy! That's really early.
I think. I'm thinking my final exam is like on the 27th, so I'll have to move out like that night or the next day.
Yeah.
Just because I want to get home, but.
Yeah. I'm flying back the 29th. Okay. Yeah. So I gotta. Yeah. Ooh, there's a lot.
Get all packed up.
Gotta get all packed up. I know it's a lot going, but you know. First year at Rost for both of us.
Yes.
Almost. It's so close. I can almost like I can grab it. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're out here literally like complaining about it. But at the end of the day, we're so excited to be like, oh, next year is gonna be so much greater. Yeah. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So I think with that, wrapping it up.
Yeah. Thank you for being on the podcast today, Rashika. Thank you so much. It was so wonderful to talk to you.
This was nice. We should do this again.
We should do it again.
We should do it again sometime. An annual thing where we just talk about our perspectives on Ross.
Update at the end of the Ross year.
Yeah.
How it went.
Or honestly,
what you did.
We'll just come in every week and we'll give you guys the update ourselves. It'll be something we just stick on the end.
Spin off podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Ross expert-ish.
Yes. I love it.
Everybody would like be like, what do they have to say about me?
You guys plaster my face on and like, oh, of course, she's the one talking about
TikTok,
Ross.
Yeah.
TikTok Ross girl. Ooh.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, yeah.
Yes, that's it.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Oh my God.
We'll be on next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.